We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back. We are talking to the athletic director at the University of Minnesota, Mark Coyle. Mark, I was hoping we would have a little happier conversation this morning. That was one of the strangest football games I maybe have ever watched.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. And you know, no doubt, I think the one thing we've all learned is 2020 is going to continue to be a roller coaster for all of us. And, you know, we'll continue to make the next best right decisions for our program and student athletes. But obviously last night was a tough matchup in your first game of the year with a lot of new faces and a lot of student athletes who are not able to participate for various reasons. But we'll get better. We'll continue to grow. And we'll continue to do everything we can to support PJ and our program as we continue to make those next steps to help us continue to grow this program in the right direction.
And that's the voice of Mark Coyle. Mark, I'm on right now with Eric Escala, who's a longtime part of this show, and he's got a question for you.
Well, first of all, Mark, Lori Sturdivant, your good friend, I know would want to say hello to you.
Oh, well, good morning, Eric, and Lori and her husband, Martin, are dear friends of ours and had the chance to be neighbors with them for our first couple of years here in the Twin Cities and have nothing but love for her and her family. They're just great, great people.
That's great. Sid's work on behalf of getting the stadium built on campus, did you have to hold him back a little bit or did you let him go full-throated? Or what was his relationship on getting the stadium built?
Well, you know, a lot of that process, Eric, happened when I was not here at Minnesota. You know, I'd left after the 2005 season, but obviously Sid was such a strong force in our athletic program, was such a driving force, working closely with Joel Mercuri and President Brunix at the time to help get that stadium built back on campus. And you've been to those games, Dave Mona's been to games at TCF Bank Stadium. Such a vital, vital part of our program and really brought back a lot of the heartbeat to our campus in terms of athletics, having that stadium on campus. So we'll always be grateful for Sid and his hard work in getting that stadium built on campus.
Mark, Paul Rovnak of your staff in conjunction with you and other people, I thought did a really nice tribute to Sid. The spot in the press box, which TV showed multiple times last night, commented on the stickers on the helmets. I mean, Sid's relationship, he was the biggest homer of all, but of all the things he was a homer about, nothing on his list of priorities was higher than Gopher football.
Yeah, you know, he was such a strong supporter, Dave. And again, we were just so blessed. You know, obviously he's an icon, and obviously here in Minnesota we all know and recognize him. I think what some people don't understand is he was an icon across our country. I mean, you see all the different media members from across the country talk about Sid Hartman and what he did, what he meant to sports journalists, what he meant to here in our community, in our state. And, again, he was such a strong advocate for our program. And I remember, Dave, when we hired P.J. Fleck and we went and picked him up and got him back here for the press conference, and when he and I – you know, we're talking at the airport. The very first thing I had him do was to call Sid Hartman. And PJ had known that name, knew who Sid was, and said, absolutely, we're giving Sid a call immediately. And they had a wonderful conversation. As you know, they developed a really special relationship. And I give PJ a lot of credit, our student athletes credit. They wanted to put that sticker recognizing Sid on our helmets last night. Paul Rovnak did a great job a few years ago with our press box. And, of course, last night with dedicating that seat to Sid, which will always be there.
Mark, I'm trying to remember who was the first athletic director who told me this, but subsequently I think they all said pretty much the same thing. It was either Paul Gill or perhaps Rick Bay who said there are lots of reporters in this market. Most of them stop by and ask me how things are going. One of them stops by and tells me how to do my job. That was Sid.
Yeah, he as you both know, and you know better than I do, Sid had a unique way about himself, and I can't tell you how many times I would be in my office working on something and Sid would just come right in the office, and he'd sit down, and he'd start talking with you. He'd give you advice. He'd give you counsel. As you said, he would tell you how to do it. And quite honestly, you listen to his advice, you listen to his counsel. He had great wisdom. He had a great understanding of this marketplace, a great understanding of our fan base and what's important to them. And I really will miss those conversations, those interactions, because he was always very respectful and kind to me and our staff. And again, it's a big loss for Gopher Athletics in our community.
Mark, I think I recall that you told me you once were in a very secret conversation with perhaps with Jim Delaney on some ultra-secret thing the Big Ten Network was talking about, and in walks it, and he plopped down that chair right in front of you. It caused a little, couple of moments of consternation.
Yeah, again, he had that unique way about him. I think maybe the phrase a bull in a china shop might apply, and he just had a way of you know, his presence and being around it. And again, Dave, he's just such a big part of what we did, what we've accomplished, and what we're going to accomplish, because we'll always make sure we recognize Sid and the strong Gopher voice he carried for us for so long.
Eric, how about a final question for our athletic director?
What did you attribute Sid's work ethic to? Did you have any sense of why the fire was still burning so bright even at age 100?
You know, Eric, I think I would sum it down in one word. He cared. I mean, he truly cared about doing his job, helping our student athletes, helping our program achieve at the highest level. And I can tell you, as an athletic director, you know, I have the best job in the world. I'm around student athletes who want to compete at a high level. I'm around coaches who want to compete at a high level. And without doubt, Sid Hartman did everything at a high level. And he wanted to make sure that he told our story. He made sure that he'd tell that to the people across the state of Minnesota and across the country. And again, I would just simply say he cared, and that had a huge impact on so many people.
Hey, Mark Coyle, thank you so much for coming on with us. You kind of are the collective voice of all the athletic directors that Sid worked with through the years. We appreciate you joining us this morning. And don't forget, Gopher football fans, not next Saturday. It's a Friday night game. You'll be at Maryland.
Yeah, we'll be at Maryland on the Big Ten Network. And I promise you, we know that you can't be at the stadiums right now, but I promise you, we hear you. We see you on social media. We see you in the virtual world cheering on our Gophers. And I hope you know how much our student-athletes miss seeing you in our venues. And we can't wait till we get to our new next normal and have you all back with us. But we're just grateful for the support. And Dave and Eric really enjoyed spending time with you this morning talking about a great gentleman in Sid Hartman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.